Lum and Abner. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum is still resting comfortably within the cold stone walls of the Pine Ridge jail, devoting much more time to his writing career than to his forthcoming trial for embezzlement. As we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears and Cedric Weehunt in the office of the jail talking to Deputy Town Marshal Abner Peabody.
Well, Abner, I ain't got time to sit around a jail here. I got to get back and run the store for you fellas.
I know, Grandpap, but Lum wants you and Cedric down here for a little bit.
Well, what for? I got other stuff to do.
Other stuff?
Yes, Mom. I sort of promised Ollie Ziegler I'd give him lessons today.
Lessons?
Yes, Mom. On the pinball machine. He's taking that up.
Oh, well, that can wait, Cedric.
Well, what's Lum want with us anyway?
Well, see, Lum got the idea now that he's a big famous writer. Been sitting in his cell there for 3 or 4 days writing his autobiographies or something, and now he wants to make it into a play and sell it to the moving picture people.
Well, what's that got to do with us?
Well, first he wants to try out a play that he wrote once before to sort of get himself into the right mood, he says.
Oh, sassy grass, the right mood.
Yeah, that's what he says. And he wants us to act it out for him. You know, it's something that we put on at the schoolhouse a year or two ago. It's called, There's Danger in Your Eyes, Mr. Inflation.
Oh, yeah, I recollect that.
Yeah.
I was pretty good in that, too.
Yeah, you never done bad at all, Grandpa.
I was awful good in it, too, I think.
Yeah, you was all right, Cedric.
Yeah.
You would have been better if you hadn't fell off from the stage there and knocked the lamp over. Mine and I burnt the schoolhouse down.
Hey, Abner, are the actors all here yet?
Oh, yeah, they're here, Lum. Lum, why don't you come in the office here? Have more room and in that cell of yours.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That cell of Lum's so cluttered up with furniture and victuals, ain't hardly room enough to turn around in there.
Say, Mr. Abner, there's just one thing I never quite understood about that play we done.
Well, what one thing is that, Cedric?
What was it about? I never did catch on to that.
Oh, well, it was, well, I don't know, Cedric. It's something to entertain the folks, I reckon.
Well, it's a way yonder more than that, Abner.
Huh?
Hello, Cedric. Howdy, Grandpap. Howdy, Lum. No, that play, Abner's got a message to it.
A message?
Yeah, that's what makes it so great.
A message, did you say?
Yes, sir. Points out the terrible dangers that could happen to us if we let inflation get to inflating.
Oh.
Fact is, I think we ought to put it on again at the schoolhouse some night.
Well, you've got to stay here in jail, Lum. You can't be run over the schoolhouse play acting.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Ann.
Why, sure.
Well, we can put it on at the jail, Ann. I don't care. Something the folks ought to hear, I know that.
They ought to, huh?
Oh, yeah. See, the country's done a pretty good job so far of keeping the cost of living down during this war. Way on and better than the last war.
Well, what do we need your play for, then?
I'm coming to that.
Oh, well, come on.
See, now that things is going better over there in Europe, why, there's some folks that thinks we ought to get shut of ceiling prices and get higher wages and all that. But that's where they're wrong, because the danger of inflating is even bigger today.
It is, huh?
Oh, yeah. And this play of mine shows what happens if we don't do what we're supposed to. Like buying stuff we don't need and paying more in ceiling prices and getting raises and all that stuff. Well, here, no use me telling you about it. Let's do the play.
Yeah, I'm ready any time.
You fellas recollect what parts you play in this, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I'm Mrs. Jones, a housewife.
Yeah, and I'm a farmer. Brown, I believe my name is.
Yeah, Lum, I don't recollect what my first name was.
Well, it don't matter, Abner.
Why, sure it does. Somebody says, hello, Elsie. Well, I want to know if I ought to answer them or not, don't I?
Well, nobody ain't going to say hello, Elsie, to you, so just stop worrying.
Believe I'll be Bueller. That's my favorite name. Bueller. Bueller Jones. That's
all right,
me.
Bueller,
yeah.
Man. Cedric,
Bueller Jones.
You know who you are?
Yes, Mom. I'm Cedric Weehunt.
He means in the play, Cedric. You're Mr. Green, a white-collar worker.
Oh, yeah. I recollect now. I ain't got no white collar on today, though. Want me to run home and put a different shirt on?
Oh, no, I don't reckon it'll matter, Cedric. Long as we're just a rehearsing it, no way.
Yeah. Or maybe we could change it and let me be a blue-collar worker.
Just leave it like Lum wrote it. Yeah. Mr. White, a green-collar worker. Now
yeah,
let's stay there.
Get started now.
Yeah.
Here's some copies of the play in case you forget your part.
Yeah, let me look at that. Doggies, it's scratching.
All right, now the opening scene is the high-class store of Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood. That's me.
Yeah.
Into the store comes Ms. Jones.
Which Ms. Jones? Elsie?
Yeah, Elsie.
Oh, that ain't me. I'm Bueller.
All right, it's Bueller then.
Oh.
Here we go now. Quiet. Piedmont J. Linwood speaks first.
Oh, that's you. Yeah.
Ah, this is a fine day today. Who will be my first customer? Ah, here comes one now. It is Ms. Jones.
You sure that's Bueller now, Long?
I'm sure it is. Now, hurry up.
That's me.
You're inside the store, so go ahead.
Oh, inside. Ah, howdy do you do, Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood?
Ah, howdy do, Ms. Jones. What do you want today, Miss Jones?
But I will pay cash for it.
Oh, wait a minute. You skipped some lines there.
Huh? Oh, yeah, doggy. I want to buy a electric toaster, Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood.
Oh, I just have one electric toaster left, and I have promised same to Miss Kesselrock.
But I will pay cash for it. How much is same?
Same is $10, ceiling price.
I will pay over ceiling price for same, $12. What's this same I'm buying anyway?
That's the toaster.
Oh, new name.
I am sorrowful, Ms. Jones, but I cannot sell for over ceiling price. Ah, here comes another customer. Ah, it is Mr. Green, a white-collar worker.
Cedric, that's you, Mr. Green.
Oh, I thought I was Mr. Blue.
Dog is long. Maybe this ain't a good part for Cedric, colorblind as he is. But go on, Cedric. Read your part this here.
Oh. Howdy do, Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood. I want to buy an electric toaster for my wife. I never know when I was married.
Well, then this you are.
Yeah, you are, Cedric.
I am sorrowful.
Cedric, that ain't for you. That's Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood's line.
Getting onto my lines there, Cedric.
Yeah.
That's mine. I am sorrowful, Mr. Green, but same has been promised to Ms. Kesselrock. $10 ceiling price.
And I will give $13 for same. So good, I went up a dollar.
I will give $15 for same.
I will give $25. Well, me love, what's this toaster made out of anyway, Doug?
I will give $30 for same.
30.
Ah, but Mr. Green, can you afford that?
Yes, because I got a raise and have extra money to spend.
Oh, you got a raise. I must phone my husband that works in a restaurant. Hello, husband, this is your wife. Mr. Green got a raise, so you get one, too, so I can buy an electric toaster. Ah, that is fine. You got a $10 raise. Goodbye. Oh, my husband sure has got a nice bowl, sir.
Just leave out them comments, Abner.
Now, Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood, I will give $35 for the electric toaster.
Well, first I must call Washington, D.C. Hello, Washington. I would like to ask you to raise the ceiling price on just one article, electric toasters. Thank you kindly. Goodbye. All right, Ms. Jones, you can have the toaster for $35.
Thank you kindly, Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood.
That's all. That's the end of Act One.
Oh, doggy, I've sure finished that thing off, didn't I?
Supposed to let your voice drop. Or...
Somebody ought to do some hand slapping now, sort of.
Now, the second act. It's a few days later, and Farmer Brown's in Mr. Linwood's store. All right, Grandpap, you're Farmer Brown.
Yeah, I know. Reckon I ought to talk sort of country-like from
a
farmer?
Yeah, make it sound backwoods if you can. You're a farmer. Put it on. Just put on good.
I don't know whether I can put on a country talk or not.
You lived in the country when you was a boy. You ain't been here in the city all your life.
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood. How high your price is here today.
Sound like you's going into Twinkle Twinkle Little Star there.
You sounded good, Grandpappy. You sounded sort of country.
That is because Ms. Jones' husband, who works at a restaurant, got a raise so she could buy an electric toaster. And in order to pay her husband that raise, the restaurant had to raise its prices. So now I have to raise my prices in order to make enough money to eat at the restaurant, Farmer Brown. Well, I cannot afford such prices. I must call Washington. Hello, Washington. Will you raise farm prices so I can afford to buy stuff at the store? Thank you kindly. Goodbye.
Leave. I'll call that Washington feller and ask him for something. He sits right there by the phone.
Hey, Abner.
Huh?
Go on, Grandpa.
There, Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood, now I can afford your prices. I will take one pair of overall size 30-30.
That's a rifle, ain't it?
Yeah, that breeches you're wearing look like a double barrel 410 anyway.
Yes, sir, Farmer Brown, that will be $26. There, that's the end of
second act. I forgot to let my voice drop again.
We whipped that thing through there, too, you
yeah,
know. We're getting right along with this play.
If you'll quit commenting on it.
No, I'm ready.
The last act is. Takes place a few months later, and Miss Jones is in the store again. Go ahead.
Miss Jones. Oh, howdy do you do, Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood. I want to buy a new card for my electric toaster.
I can let you have a nice one for $198.
Oh, dear. Ain't that a little high?
A little. But Farmer Brown raised farm prices again, and that made food prices at the restaurant go up, so I had to raise my prices again so's I could eat there. You had better have your husband get another raise, Miss Jones.
That I must do. He is making $9,000 a week now, but we just can't make ends meet. Oh, dear, ain't there something we can do to stop all this, Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood?
Yes, Miss Jones, there is. All right, now, that's where you fellas do your song.
Come on, Cedric. One, two. Never pay more than ceiling price. And may what you've done God sacrifice. And don't ask for no raise in these critical days. Put your cash into war saving bonds.
Hold down inflation.
Put your cash into a war saving bond.
Granny.
You've done good, Henry.
There's a masterpiece if I did write it myself.
Oh, that is a pretty thing.
Yes, sir. That ought to show folks how dangerous this inflation stuff is. Yeah, learn them a good lesson, what they ought to do about it.
Oh, it'll do that. Did you learn a lesson, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, I sure did.
Well, good.
Yes, Mom, I'm going right over to the war plant and ask them for a raise. $9,000 a week.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lauman Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.